the race of faith. And today we're looking at running in the right direction. Oh, I had a picture here for us. I'm going to have to use your imagination. So as we look at this passage this morning, I would like you to picture a road in an area that is prone to heavy snow, so like Scotland or like the Alps. And in order to protect and to help people navigate these roads, they have long poles that are placed at the side of the road so that even when the snow is really deep, you can see where the edge of the road is because those poles have markers on them. And Hebrews 12:1 talks about running with perseverance, the race marked out for us. We're to keep on running and to not give up. But there's no point in running without making progress in the right direction. It's important to look out for markers, just like those poles that will guide us and help us keep on track. Now, I remember running a half marathon a few years ago, and I think that the course had been changed at the very end, I think due to perhaps a lot of rain and mud. And it was all very well worked out all the way around until right near the end. When you came around the last bend and there was just no clear, sort of usually there are kind of tapes set out that kind of give you a filter to show you where to go at the very end. And there was none of that. So I came around the last bend and I just kind of hesitated because it just wasn't clear where to go. And then people going, oh, it's that way, it's that way. And then I finished the race off. And then as I watched, afterwards, everybody had exactly the same issue. Everybody was coming around the corner and then stopping because it just wasn't clear which way it was to go to get to the end. We all need to be looking out for markers that will help us to lead our lives in a godly direction, that will stop us from being distracted by things that set us off course. And these markers are not just there for us as individuals, they're also there for us as a church community or as part of the groups that we belong to. It might be my race, but it also becomes our race because our paths continually merge together as we run alongside Christians who are running on that same journey as us. And the challenge is ensuring that the markers we are seeing are God-given markers. A story is told of an old Scottish woman who went from home to home across the countryside selling thread, buttons, and shoelaces. When she came to an unmarked crossroad, she would toss a stick into the air and would go in the direction the stick pointed when it landed. One day, however, she was seen tossing the stick up several times. "Why do you toss the stick more than once?" someone asked her. "Because," replied the woman, "it keeps pointing to the left and I want to take the road to the right." And then she dutifully kept throwing the stick up in the air until it pointed the way that she wanted to go. So how do we discover the God-given markers for our lives? How do we ensure that we're going God's way and not our way? Well, there are a few markers that help us to decide the way that we should go. And there are some things that are foundational to our faith that we can depend upon. And the first is the Bible. This provides the most important guide for us. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." It's not some new program. It's the ancient paths, the tried and tested paths trodden by so many Christians before us. There's a lot of encouragement for Christians seeking to grow in faith to use practices such as the Ignatian exercises, which were developed by St. Ignatius to help people reflect on their daily walk with God, or the Lectio Divina, which is a way of reading the Bible and allowing God to speak to us, to guide and direct us. It's an ancient practice, but one which is still helpful. We can come back to a passage that we've read many, many times before that's really familiar to us, but we can find that God gives us a completely different perspective on it, which speaks to us afresh and acts like a guide and a marker in our lives. And then there's prayer. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And this is about focusing on God's will for our lives. not doing our own will. It's easy to do what that lady did with the stick, to imagine the markers pointing us the way that we want to go rather than going God's way. And we see in the Bible at times that Jesus wrestled with this, like in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, "Not my will, but yours." Often when we're praying, we get a sense of peace when we're going along the path that God calls us to go on, even if it's not an easy way to go. Whereas if we're feeling uneasy or guilty about where we're going or what we're doing, then perhaps we need to just stop and pray and check whether it's really the right direction. Then thirdly, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit would lead his disciples into all truth. And one of the ways that we can check what we're doing and check that we're basing our lives on God's truth is the story that we heard in our gospel reading today about the wise and foolish builders. The point of the story is the importance of checking whether our foundations are on the rock or on the sand, built to last or likely to collapse when the storms come. It's essential to make sure that our house is built on the rock of truth, and also to make sure that we don't add extensions to our houses that sprawl off the rock and onto the sand. Because not only are these sand-based extensions dangerous in themselves, but they can also eventually pull down the whole house. And then fourthly, as well as the Bible, prayer, and the Holy Spirit, God has placed key people alongside us and around us who can help us find those markers and discern the way forward, make sure we're heading in the right direction. As we thought about last week, we do not run alone. We are part of the body of Christ. And as we said earlier, there are many times when our individuals' paths merge and we run alongside others, and we're interdependent rather than independent. These things are not new to us. They're things we've heard many times before. But as it says in Hebrews 12, we need to run with perseverance that road marked out for us. We need to keep going. We need to keep checking those markers. As I said about that half marathon that I ran, when the markers disappeared, it was right near the end. I could have given up at that point and said, well, I did most of the race, but that really wasn't what I wanted at that point. I wanted to keep going and I wanted to finish well. And we will all face trials along the way. None of us is going to go through life without encountering difficulties, times when we just have to grit our teeth and keep going. And it's at those times that the encouragement and the spurring on of our friends is really helpful, both for helping us to persevere, but also for helping us to keep going in the right direction. So let's just pray now. Father God,